Good evening and welcome to my podcast. I'm so excited about the conversation we're about to embark upon because I have been a tea drinker since I was very young. My grandma and grandpa helped to raise me. My parents had four children, and I know you're not supposed to have favorites or say that, but I truly was the favorite of my grandmother. I was the apple of her eye, and she was a tea drinker. And so when I would go stay with my grandma, and I stayed with her all summer long, my whole life growing up, we would have a ritual of she would brew tea, and she would actually boil the water on the stove, and she had the little screen, and she would put the tea leaves in, and she would make me a proper cup of tea. And so while the rest of my family became coffee drinkers, my mom and dad drank copious amounts of nasty black coffee, I became a tea drinker. And so I am so honored to be able to sit here with Stephen Twining, who is from the Twining family, Twinings of London, which is the best tea I've ever had in my entire life.
Thank you.
And how many years has the Twinings of London tea been creating delightful teas for people?
So it all goes back to Thomas Twining, who bought a coffee house, shock horror, in 1706. And in London at the time, there were over 2,000 coffee houses. Obviously, London was a much smaller place. So to differentiate, to offer something different to attract people to his coffee house, he chose to sell fine quality tea. And very quickly, the tea took over.
17 what?
06.
1706. Before America was founded, when we were fighting with y'all.
Before you were even fighting with us.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. So how many generations back is that from you?
10.
10 generations back. Yeah. So I'm not even going to go through the great, 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 great granddads.
It would just take too long.
10 generations back. And has the Twining tea business always stayed within the family? Was there ever a generation that said, we don't like tea, we're going to go become Starbucks or something?
No. Lots of Twinings have gone off and done other things, because the family tradition, which was actually started by the second and third generation of the family. So Thomas's son, Daniel, just imagined that his older son would have exactly the same passion that he'd inherited from Thomas, the founder, and brought him into the business. And Daniel's oldest son had no affinity with tea, hated it, really couldn't wait to get out of it. And Daniel was smart enough to say, actually, son, off you go. Go and do something that fulfills you, that you're going to be good at. And he became a very good ecclesiastical scholar, which is very different from tea. But his younger brother couldn't wait to be in the business. And the fact his older brother was out of the way, obviously he thought was great, and came in as the first volunteer. So from then on, the next generation volunteer.
So that's really quite amazing, remarkable for that time frame, because when even today, when a father has a successful business, he assumes that his children are going to follow in their footsteps. Oftentimes, there's a little business in my hometown that is Smith and Daughters,
mm-hmm.
because his sons had no interest in the building process of building houses, but his two daughters did. And so instead of Smith and Sons, it's Smith and Daughters. He had the wisdom to realize, as your great-great-grandfather umpteen times removed did, that it's passion, not simply position.
Yes, absolutely. And at Twining's, we are so lucky that everyone who works for us has this passion for making great teas. And that has got to be part of our success.
So it's in your DNA.
Yeah.
You, and how many siblings do you have?
I have a big sister and a little brother, but they're not in the business.
Not interested in tea.
They drink a good quantity of tea. They don't have the same, level of depth of knowledge or want to be in the tea business, no.
Wow. Now, how many cups of tea a day do you think, Stephen, you consume?
I say that anything less than 9 is a wasted tea drinking day.
I may have met my match then. I love tea, but I specifically love your tea.
Thank you.
And a couple of years ago, you signed a tea box for me. And I'm not the kind of person that really values material possessions. You know, most of my furnishings in my house come from secondhand stores. There's not a lot of things, physical things, material things that have any meaning for me. And I think part of that is my personality. And part of that is with so many kids, you can't get attached to material things because they get broken. They mm-hmm. do. They mm-hmm. just get broken. Or as your older children leave, because I have several that have left, that your things walk with them. You know, I'll go into my son's house and go, wait a second, that's the bench to my... I said this the other day. I walked into my older son's house. He's got four children and a foster child right now. So hopefully we'll be five soon. And I went, that's the bench to my piano. You know, when he left, the bench walked with him. But my tea box that you signed is one of my prized possessions. And I go through a lot of Twinings tea. I mean, a lot. I start my morning with your breakfast tea.
Good place to start.
And then 4 o'clock is my cutoff for the black teas because, you know, I have to sleep sometime.
Yes.
So after 4 or 5 o'clock when I'm doing my show at night, it's your herbal teas.
Excellent.
And you sent some new herbal teas to my house the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The lemon delight.
Yep.
And the berry infusion. And the one that was the biggest surprise is the buttermint.
It is a surprise. I think it surprises a lot of people.
It surprised me. And I'll be honest with you, mint tea is probably my least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't like it, but, you know, in the level of favorites, I always go for your orange or your black teas are just fabulous. And I make, before the day starts, I have to have a cup of your breakfast tea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. But,
so when your buttermint arrived, I thought, well, this will go to my girlfriend, Jan. Because Jan runs my foundation or my ministry, Point Hope, and we work in West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And in West Africa, they're big tea drinkers, but we can't find Twinings there.
Not very often.
Yeah, no. So whenever I go over, Jan always asks me to bring her your mint tea. When this box right here of the herbal tea peppermint showed up in my house, I thought, well, this will be something I will re-gift to Jan. But I had to try it because I knew we were going to get together and talk about it. Stephen, it's so good.
Thank you.
It's just the right, it's like the edge is off the mint because usually the mint has that little bite to it that's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
But the edge is off the mint and it's just got this little touch of sweetness that's wonderful.
Thank you so much for those very, very kind compliments. I mean, we are delighted with it because, yes, mint is usually quite a popular flavor, but just offering a different type of mint really isn't going to excite people. We want to do something completely different. So by adding the vanilla, it changes the texture in your mouth. It changes, it adds to the peppermint and, as you said, tones it down.
It tones it
but
a little bit.
But you also get this lovely creamy sensation. So it feels incredibly indulgent. Now, a cup of any herbal tea is less than 5 calories. So when I have it after dinner, because mint is meant to be good for you after dinner, you're going to sleep because it's naturally caffeine-free, but it feels like you're spoiling yourself with this really indulgent treat.
And it's there are a couple of young women in my life that are expecting.
Uh-huh.
And for them, it is a godsend because the mint calms their stomach and calms them down. And it's such, like you said, it's such an indulgent little treat. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for that. Now, you've got 9 master blenders at Twinings. And are you one of the master blenders?
I always... I'm reasonably modest. Therefore, I say that I'm an honorary master blender. I certainly worked with them over many, many years. I do have a couple of blends out there that have been created by me, which I'm very proud of. But most of the time, I would leave the blending to the master blenders because I'm often lucky enough to be out and about, as I am over here, talking to you.
So when you set upon deciding to create a blend of tea...
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually go to the places the spices are from? Like, do you go to where you get the peppermint? Do you go to where the cinnamon sticks are raised?
I have not been to all the places where the ingredients come from because they are worldwide. So in the Lemon Delight, we're talking just on the lemons. We're getting lemons from Paraguay and from Senegal. Now, I have been to Paraguay. But yes, our master tea taster for the herbal teas will certainly get out and meet all the suppliers and wants to know as much as he can about them. And most of all about the taste, when it's going to be perfect for harvesting, collecting, and then he can use it.
I love that. I love that you're hands-on and your people are feet on the ground. And actually, I raise almost all of our food for my family. Mm-hmm. I have a 55-acre farm, and I have probably 200 or 300 chickens. And my husband has an organic beef and pork farm. So we're kind of rabid about the things that go into our children's bodies and our bodies. I don't want my kids to be eating nasty things that's going to hurt them in the future. So when I started drinking Twinings tea long before you were a part of my show, just because I love the flavor of it. But then as I've grown to learn about the integrity of your company and the family history and the quality of the ingredients, I just fell more and more and more in love with the product. So thank you.
Thank you. It's the way we like to do business. We think it's the right way to do
business. It is the right way to do business. Family and friends and goodness and honoring the ingredients. I love it all. So tell me about this building. There's a building that your grandfather 10 times back started in. And is it true that you still have that building today?
We still have that building today. The coffee house got converted to what is now the office. But what Thomas did, because in the early days in London, it was the wealthy and aristocratic ladies who were his customers for tea. And a lady would never go into a coffee house. It was just socially taboo. So he realized that to service his best customers, he needed to open a dry tea and coffee shop. So over 11 years, he bought three very small neighboring properties, knocked out the end wall, put an address on the London Strand opposed to where his coffee house had been in Devereux Court, and opened the world's first dry tea and coffee shop, which we absolutely still have to this day. So it's celebrating its 300th birthday this year.
Oh, I need to come to a birthday celebration there, I think.
You open invitation anytime you're passing.
I would love that. It's funny because I consider myself a world traveler now, but the only place I've ever traveled in the world is West Africa. And I always imagined that I would someday get to go to London. And yeah. I've never been.
Well, let me know. We'll have tea together.
So we'll go for a tea excursion.
Yes.
All right. What are some of your favorite blends? I know the Buttermint, the Lemon Delight, the Berry Fusion are the new ones. But what are some of your fallback, like, favorite when you just go, oh, I've had it. I want a cup of the perfect tea right now.
Yes. So first thing in the morning, like yourself, I'm going to reach for that English breakfast. It's just the right way
just
to get
going. Perfect. Yes. And every cup is so perfect.
Thank you.
Every cup is like a little dose of happiness in my morning.
It's all down to the skill of our master tea tasters, because as I'm sure you know, let's make a comparison. Tea is like wine. And if you're a wine drinker, you go back to the same vineyard every year. As the weather changes from year to year, the wine that the vineyard produces changes. Now, tea is picked every 10 to 14 days. Every time the weather changes, the flavour from an individual tea garden is different to the time before. So our master tea tasters are always looking for different ingredients to make your cup of English breakfast always taste exactly the same. And that is the skill.
Well, it always tastes like heaven to me.
Thank you.
And I love raw honey. My husband has honeybees.
Oh, wow.
And so we harvest mm-hmm. honey. And he knows just the right amount of honey, because I don't like a lot of it. I don't like it to be overpowering. But just a smidgen of honey in the English breakfast tea is the perfect start to my day.
Excellent.
Perfect start to my day.
I relate to this so well.
I could work for Twinings Tea. I love tea
easily.
So
I'll sign you up today.
But then you would have to do my radio show.
Oh, that wouldn't be so good for your listeners.
Really? Because
no,
I think they'd love
so.
Your delightful accent.
Well, that's very kind. It might last for 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I think it'll be a short honeymoon period.
Do you know, like, all the lyrics to 1,000 love songs?
No.
10,000 love songs? Yeah, that wouldn't work very well then.
No.
Because when somebody calls and they're just falling in love for the first time, you have to know the perfect song that goes with that. Or
yes.
if they've past that first falling in love, and now they've got something sparkly in their pocket that they want to share with their beloved. You got to know the perfect song to play.
Yes, I can match it to a T, but not to a song.
Yeah, well, we could work together here.
Yes.
And after I play, you know, the Marry Me song, you could suggest what cup of tea they could celebrate
Absolutely.
The engagement with.
I think an engagement would be something like a Lady Grey, which is a little lighter than Earl Grey. And we've just added to our Earl Grey collection. So we could go on with a lavender, which is a little blue, and we're thinking marriage.
Oh, the lavender.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. But actually, the Lady Grey with the citrus elements, a little lighter, good for guys, but great for girls. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So the engagement tea would be the Lady Grey. See how this works? Or if somebody calls me and just found out she's expecting.
Oh, right. Then we're probably not going to have a tea at all, because I think it would probably be the buttermint. There are some of the herbal teas that you should avoid when you're pregnant. But I'm not a doctor, so consult your doctor on that. But yes, I would have thought the buttermint would go perfectly.
Well, that might be the one that I've suggested to the people that I know in that condition, because mint is so calming, calming. So. We could have a whole new show here where we do the dedication with the song, and then you could come in each night to the studio and suggest the tea that would go with
and make it for you, of course.
And make it for us.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because there is like a whole tradition, a whole element that goes into the making, the brewing.
Oh, yes.
So we both agree, where do we not heat the water?
In the microwave. That is totally, totally forbidden and bad for you and not good for you and horrible.
So off the air, you were telling me about this experiment that you did in high school.
I actually have to give the credit to a young lady who wrote the article up, and it caught the attention of our national media. And the experiment was, she took two identical jugs of water out of the same tap, of which one she put into the microwave and boiled it. She then had two identical plants, and as the plants needed watering, one got the fresh tap water out of that jug, and one got the water that had been microwaved. And after 3 weeks, the plant that was meant to be rehydrated with the microwave water died.
Dead.
Dead.
Completely dead.
Was no longer.
So if water that's been heated in the microwave and then cooled down is not good for a plant, probably not really good for us.
Yeah. And the other danger is you can superheat things in microwaves. So if you boil your water, then you put your tea bag into it, it can all turn to steam. And that's not good for anybody.
Exactly. So how do you heat the water when you make the perfect cup of Twinings tea?
Being very British, I have an electric kettle. And what I do is I empty the kettle out of previously heated water and put in good, fresh cold tap water, because that has the most dissolved oxygen, and it's the dissolved oxygen in the water.
Okay, wait, back up. So you have the plug-in kettle,
yeah,
which have just now become popular in the last 2 years here,
yeah,
and available in most stores. So the plug-in kettle, which I have on two of them, one on my countertop upstairs and one on my countertop in my studio. So dump the water out that's been in there. I don't do that. I need to do that.
You do.
And I knew not to use hot water, but always to put cold water in.
Because it contains the dissolved oxygen. That's what it's all about. That's the bit of the water that gets the flavor off the tea.
Okay, so dump out the old water, put in the fresh water, cold water.
Switch it on.
Turn it on. How hot?
For the herbals, we're going to go straight to boiling. For black teas, we're going to go straight to boiling. You can these days get kettles that you can preset the temperature
right
on.
Mine has 180, 220
right.
And boiling.
Okay, so you would hit 180 if you were going to make a cup of green tea, a white tea, an oolong.
Oh, I love the oolong.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's so good.
What I have to do is let it go to boiling and then walk away for 5 minutes. But when it gets to boiling...
So you've got one that just has off or boil.
It's either on or off, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, you should spoil yourself. Get the $20 one that has the...
Maybe I should.
Yeah, okay.
Move into the 21st century. and in the meantime, I'm perusing the tea cupboard to see what I'm going to be drinking.
Even though we know we're going to start our day with the English.
Yeah. If it was this time of day, I'm perusing the herbals just to see what I feel like. And yes, bag into cup first, and then just as the kettle reaches boiling point, if it's an old-fashioned kettle, it has what I call a safety device. In other words, if I get distracted, it will boil, And as it builds up a head of steam, it will switch itself off. But that takes 10 to 15 seconds. We don't want that 10 to 15 seconds of boiling because it's pushing out that precious dissolved oxygen. So you supervise your kettle, switch it off, on goes the water, and then it's, I think, the stage that people have most difficulty with. There's a lot of this sort of jiggling of the bag going on, or a spoon comes out and the poor bag gets beaten to death in the attempt to speed up the process. You can't. It takes for herbal teas 4 minutes to get the flavour off. For black teas, yes, it'll come off in three, and green teas of 2.5 is fine. But be patient. Frankly, the water's too hot to drink anyway. If you can drink water that's just come out of the kettle after 30 seconds, then wow. I don't advise you to do it, though. So let it brew, let it steep, let the flavours come out, then remove the bag. And then, if you like you like honey in your English breakfast, I personally think the berry fusion, the cherries and the blueberries have got enough sweetness there that they actually don't need it. But it's your cup of tea. You must drink it the way you like it. And then, yes, sit back, relax. If you're by yourself, you can read a book, tells you whatever you like. If you're with friends and family, maybe have one of these wonderful old-fashioned things called a conversation.
A conversation. Mm. Well, I love the berry fusion, and I don't put any sweetener in it because you're right. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Not overly sweet, but just that hint of sweetness that's delightful. And the conversation, the art of conversation is disappearing.
Sadly.
I just read a study the other day that said the average young person checks their phone for social media interaction. Guess how many times?
Oh, it's going to be in the hundreds.
Guess what what would you say the length of time between checking your phone is for the average person?
Well, minutes.
3.5 minutes.
Really?
Every 3.5 minutes.
That means
people
they would
between
make a good
the ages,
cup of tea, though.
They could in that 3.5 minutes. But people between the ages, there was like 10,000 people studied between the ages of 14 and 35. 3.5 minutes. They check their social media every 3.5 minutes.
Wow.
And there's actually dopamine that's released in your brain when you become addicted to social media. And that's replacing conversation.
Yeah.
So we need to bring that back with a cup of tea and a conversation.
Yes.
About family, about friends, about passions, about hobbies.
Yeah.
So do you have a hobby besides blending tea?
Yeah,
Stephen?
The good lady has a horse, so that takes up quite a bit of time. We have a lovely little rescue dog, and so Izzy and I go out for long country walks when she's off with Johnny the horse, and we play a bit of tennis, and we love our garden, and yeah.
So this
but
is
very
this
much homebodies.
All goes perfect with tea.
Yeah.
Everything, I mean, do you have like the mug that has the lid on it so you can take it on your walk with your dog?
No, but part of the... Just going a little bit further is when I get back. I know what's waiting.
I get the cup of tea.
Yeah,
I actually take mine with me with the dogs.
That's nice.
Yeah, I have my husband got me a green teacup that has the lid on it, so when I walk the dogs, so I can take my tea with me.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. And what kind of horse?
It's an old racehorse that she bred many years ago. It's more of a friend than a.
An old racehorse. Yeah. No such thing as an old racehorse.
He's 23.
Doesn't matter. He's still a racehorse.
In his head, yes. Absolutely.
In his head, he's still a racehorse. So that tells me that your sweet lady must have a very strong will.
Oh, yes.
Because you do not ride a racehorse unless the racehorse knows that you are the boss.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you are quickly
dismounted.
Dismounted, yes. So she must have a very strong will.
She does.
Good for her. And she actually has had this horse from birth.
Yeah.
She bred.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a long-standing relationship.
A very long-standing relationship.
And I have to tell you that if it ever came down to you or the horse.
It would be the horse would get preference. I know my place. I'm very happy. I don't have any aspirations. I know where I sit in the world, and that's good.
As somebody who had to clean my boots before I came to this meeting today because I rode them riding yesterday, I can tell you she has a very strong will, your beloved. What's her favorite cup of tea after she rides the horse?
She likes the maltiness you get out of an Assam, which is a tea actually I can talk about all day, but I'm afraid it's not available here in America.
Why?
Because we used to try and sell it to you, and you said no, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
knuckleheads that we are.
I didn't say that.
Well, you're going to have to get me some so I can try this.
I will send some over.
Because as soon as I am off the horse and the horse is groomed and put back, I literally run to the house for a cup of tea. They're just perfect. It's the perfect marriage. Yeah. A brisk ride, especially this time of year, and then a cup of hot tea.
Oh, yes.
So yeah. You'll have to introduce me to your beloved's favorite.
Certainly. Be my pleasure.
Now, what kind of dog? You said you have a rescue dog.
In England, we call them Heinz 57s. In other words, they lots of
Mutts.
Contribution. Yeah.
Mutts.
Yes, yeah. So yeah. She's a little girl, came from Portugal originally, and has now found a very happy home to be in.
Very good. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have a blessed life.
Oh, indeed.
And you have blessed us with tea, and I thank you. I thank your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, clear on back through the 10 generations of Twinings in London. Now, I'd love for you to share some tips with my listeners on how we can relax and restore, truly be your best blend during this time of year when, let's face it, everything is going crazy. Work schedules, holiday parties, school plays, Christmas parties, and so on. In the midst of all that, tell me, share with my listeners, why is it that Twinings tea, just one sip, one savory sip, has such a calming and relaxing effect on us?
Going through the steps to make that perfect cup of tea is actually very therapeutic.
And tea is meant to be savoured.
Definitely. Our 17 varieties of herbal teas have an emphasis on flavour, especially the newest blends, the Buttermint, Lemon Delight and Berry Fusion. Our 9 master blenders use the finest herbs, fruits and spices from around the world.
I love a cup of Berry Fusion. It has the perfect touch of natural sweetness. It slows me down and keeps me going at the same time.
At Twinings, we call that being your best blend.
By the way, everyone, I'm here with Stephen Twining of Twinings of London, sharing some tea time together in the studio and sharing herbal tea, talking about how to be your best blend, sharing some holiday season relaxation tips, and reminding you to treat yourself because, as we all know all too well, there's almost no relaxation during the holidays. Stephen, do you treat yourself?
Every day, Delilah, and tea is always involved.
Ooh, I like a nice warm scone or a piece of homemade pie with some nice hot tea.
Indeed, our herbal teas are blended to be a treat for the senses. That's the experience our 9 master tea blenders work to create. We always use the finest herbs, fruits and spices to create that perfect tea experience.
I think there's a cup of Twinings Herbal Berry Fusion in my future.
Now that's the spirit, Delilah. That's how you become your best blend.
Speaking of being your best blends, I just love this Buttermint Twinings tea, Stephen. When we think about this holiday season, we always prepare to be too busy. Now I want to tell people to slow down, to reconnect, to take the time to just be with the ones we love. But you, Stephen, you and your family, the Twinings family, have more than just a little expertise on how to get people to slow down and reconnect.
Yes, my family has been bringing people together over a cup of tea for over 300 years.
300 years of tea is amazing. And sharing tea together is such a great way to slow down and have a conversation. I love your herbal teas.
They're blended to be lingered over. Our 9 master blenders use the finest herbs, fruits and spices to create unique flavors in 17 varieties. The newest blends include Buttermint, Berry Fusion and Lemon Delight.
We're reconnecting. Did you bring me any tea, Stephen?
I never walk out the door without some.
Thank you. We need to get some more hot water, a little more hot water in the studio here so we can brew our next cup of Twinings tea. And Stephen, during the holidays, it's always a good idea to schedule escape time from the craziness and regroup. Where is your quick escape hideaway?
I retreat to my study with a cup of herbal tea. Herbal tea is perfect for unwinding. Our 9 master blenders craft 17 varieties of Twinings herbal tea to create the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma.
I just love sitting with a cup of your Buttermint herbal tea. It has such a smooth peppermint and vanilla flavor. It's like a mini vacation.
At Twinings, we want to help create that moment of relaxation and use the tea break as an escape so you can be your best blend.
I'm going to ask you to give us a holiday tip this week. How do you handle the constant nonstop of the holidays?
Well, as you know, we the British take a break. That's what tea time is all about.
Absolutely. I do love relaxing with some tea.
Twinings Herbals are meant for relaxation, Delilah. They're about savoring the flavor, the aroma. Our 9 master blenders use the finest herbs and fruits and spices to create that experience. When you can take a break and refresh yourself, you can be your best blend.
I agree completely. And by the way, if you just joined us here on the podcast, I'm here in the studio with Stephen Twining of Twinings of London Live with me right here. I love tea. I've been a tea drinker my whole life. I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a tea drinker. And we've got cups of Twinings tea brewing here in the studio. We are enjoying wonderful conversation together. Now, Stephen, tell me, who is interning under you? Who is now learning the secrets of tea from you?
At the moment, no one. But I have my fingers reasonably firmly crossed because I have a couple of nephews as well as my son and my daughter. And it could well be my daughter. We had I talked about Daniel's son of Thomas. He actually died quite young before his second son could join him in the business. And she ran our business for some 21 years at the end of the 18th century, which was incredible.
Wow. That was back before women were allowed to do such things.
Exactly.
Now, did she have to sign her name as her husband's name?
No, she was respected for being in the business because she'd obviously been helping him, her husband, before he died, and had the knowledge and, took the business forwards.
Wow. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
So strong women and family love and natural, good, healthy, wonderful ingredients. Life doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't.
So I will tell all my listeners all the time when they need to relax or in the morning when you need to kick it into high gear.
Yep.
Your English breakfast does that for me. Does it very well.
The only time I don't drink English breakfast in the morning is if I've been to a particularly good party the night before and might have to kick it up a gear to the Irish breakfast.
Aha! Now that's something I will keep in mind. Not that I ever go to parties the night before, but my husband and I just recently got custody of a 2-year-old foster child.
Mm.
So my parties the night before are screaming baby at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So on those next mornings, the English breakfast will be replacing the Irish breakfast will replace the English breakfast. Or maybe I'll do a double bag.
That works.
I've actually done that with some of your teas.
Yes.
Because I love the berry fusion. I love the flavor of it. But I need the caffeine from the English breakfast. And I'll double bag in a big, big mug.
Yeah.
So I get the flavor. Mm. But I also get in gear.
What you need, yep.
Oh, this has been delightful. Stephen, thank you.
It's been my absolute pleasure.
God bless you. Thank you to Twinings for being a part of the Delilah Show. But from my heart, thank you for just making such a fabulous cup of tea.
Well, it's wonderful to meet such a fabulous customer.
Stephen Twining, thank you for sharing conversations with Delilah.